This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The death toll in Friday's massacres at two mosques in New Zealand has now risen to 50, even as the families wait to hold funerals for those killed. Canterbury Police Commissioner Mike Bush said Sunday that the latest victim was discovered when police were recovering bodies from one of the mosques.
As of last night, we were able to take all of the victims from both of those scenes. And in doing so, we have located a further victim. So that brings the number of those who have died to 50.
Bush said the number of injured has also risen to 50, with two in critical condition. The main suspect, 28-year-old Australian Brenton Harrison Tarrant, was remanded without plea on one charge of murder until his next court appearance April 5th. Meanwhile, graves were being dug Sunday for those killed in the attacks. Their bodies cannot be released to their families while the investigation is ongoing. Police have arrested a New Jersey man for the shooting death of the reputed head of the Gambino crime family. AP's Julie Walker reports.
24-year-old Anthony Camello was arrested in New Jersey. NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea says surveillance video of the shooting and evidence from the scene helped track him down, but the investigation is far from over.
Was he acting alone? Was he acting for other people? Are there others involved? What is the motive?
Shea says Camello has crossed paths with police before.
His truck, his driving record multiple times. In fact, the day of the incident, his truck received a parking summons in Staten Island.
53-year-old Francesco Cali was shot to death outside his Staten Island home Wednesday. The murder marked the first assassination of a New York City mob boss since 1985. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido was in the city of Valencia in northern Venezuela Saturday to begin a tour of the country as part of his effort to oust embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido tweeted photos of the day's activities, attended a service at Valencia Cathedral, and visited a local market greeting crowds of supporters. He told those supporters that many Venezuelan soldiers no longer support Maduro. He said, if you don't know a soldier, then find one. Talk to him. Ask for his telephone. Send him information about the amnesty law for the people. The only thing that protects is the Constitution and not Maduro. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Venezuelans marched through the capital city, Caracas, on Saturday to show support for President Maduro. The United States and dozens of other nations have recognized Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader. However, Russia and China, as well as several other countries, are still siding with Maduro. France's Air Accident Investigation Agency says data from the cockpit voice recorder on an Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed last Sunday has been successfully downloaded. But as Reuters correspondent Anna Bevin reports, the airline says identifying the remains of the 157 people killed could take months.
Ethiopian Airlines said Saturday that DNA testing on the remains of the 157 passengers killed on board Flight 302 may take up to 6 months. A team of investigators in Paris has begun examining the black box recorders recovered from the site where the Boeing 737 MAX 8 plane crashed last week shortly after taking off from Addis Ababa. The U.S. plane maker has been working on a software upgrade for an anti-stall system and pilot displays in the wake of the deadly Lion Air crash in Indonesia in October, which killed 189 people. Similarities between the Lion Air and Ethiopian airline crashes have raised fresh questions about the system. But so far, there's no evidence to suggest that the software was to blame for either incident.
That's Anna Bevin of Reuters. Violent clashes erupted between police and yellow vest protesters in Paris on Saturday, the 18th week of demonstrations. Windows in some of the shops along the Champs-Élysées were smashed, while vehicles and at least one bank were set on fire. The awning of the famous Fouquet's Brasserie, a symbol of wealth and privilege to many, was also burned. Police fired water cannon and tear gas to disperse the protesters. More than 200 people were arrested. 42 protesters, 17 police officers, and one firefighter were injured in the clashes. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.